Welcome to episode 417 of the Recruitment Marketing and Sales Podcast. And I'm your host, Denise Oyston. And today we're talking, how exactly can marketing help a recruitment or search organization? A very valid question, because we've been talking to several potential new clients recently who haven't done much marketing before, and they really want to get clear on what's the ROI, what will it do for me, what are the deliverables, and why should I invest? A logical question. So today we want to share with you several ways that using marketing in your recruitment or search organization is going to help you when it comes to attracting more candidates and clients that you then work with and place. So let's get into it. Welcome to the Recruitment Marketing and Sales Podcast. An obsessive focus on marketing and sales is the only way to accelerate your company growth. So listen in now as we share the latest strategies and techniques guaranteed to deliver you more placements and profits. Well, hi there, everyone. This is Denise from Recruitment Marketing and Sales Podcast. Hope you and yours are well. We're in Q2 now when it comes to the calendar year. Different people work their businesses in different ways. I know over in Australia, we have lots of subscribers over there and lots of people listen to the podcast. They get to the end of June and then they start their new business year. So all very different all over the world. Anyhow, today I want to talk about how does marketing specifically help? And there's a reason why I want to talk about this today, because it's something that's come up on a lot of calls recently. And as I mentioned in the intro, very, very logical question. If you've never really done marketing before, you've always been somebody where maybe business has come to you, you've worked with bigger clients, you've been in a type of fulfillment role, let's be honest, because the vacancies have come to you, then you're probably wondering, so why do I need to do marketing now? Why is it that other people are doing it and they're getting results and I'm trying to do it and I'm not getting results? And what really can it deliver for me anyway? All very, very logical questions. And that's what we're going to answer today. And before we get into it, and you know the drill, if you want more information about how to market your recruitment company, specifically following this podcast, then just make sure you subscribe to iTunes or to Spotify, wherever you listen to your podcasts. We produce one normally about once a week, once a fortnight now, and we have transcriptions of everything. It's all there for you on the Superfast Recruitment website. There's downloads, there's checklists, there's everything that you need to get you started. So make sure you head over there. The checklist, if you go to superfastrecruitment.co.uk/MCL, you will be able to just put your name and email address there and you can download a podcast. You can download a marketing checklist where we have 30 very straightforward questions that will put you on the right path and will help you identify any specific gaps that you have. And just by actually going through this checklist, you will get a real sense of how marketing can specifically help you. So why should you invest in marketing and how is it going to help you attract the candidates and clients that you want? Let's just start with the classic definition of exactly what marketing is. Marketing is about creating demand. Sales is about converting that demand. Now, people debate this all the time, but if you think about it logically, then marketing puts the message out in front of people, and then you talk to people and you convert that person, hopefully, to work with you. Now, whether that's a candidate that you're working exclusively with, or whether it's a client that you're doing a retain project with, or you're working contingency, all of those things. So that is how marketing starts the process of actually supporting your success. Because as a business owner, we always want more demand. We want we want more clients. We want more candidates. We want more people to work with us. We want more revenue flowing through our business. And the only way we can do this is by creating demand. Now, marketing, I like to think of marketing. Now, obviously, many companies are sales-led, and the recruitment sector and the search sector has been very sales-led over the years, where people pick up the phone, they start talking to people, the power of their communication converts them. However, the market has changed so much over the years. And when it comes to leveraging and being able to do more, and if you want to have growth, then sales is very much a one-to-one strategy, particularly when you are looking in at a B2B environment, which fundamentally is what recruitment is. It's a high-value transaction. You know, some of you will be placing candidates and gaining fees of anywhere between five and six figures. And when that's happening, then there is a process that goes before around how you stand out in a market, how you demonstrate to people that you are the person to be working with. Because, of course, people have a lot more choice now. And by marketing you and your brand, you have a process that is I like to call it a one-to-many process rather than a one-to-one process. And, you know how this works. Earlier on this year, we did a webinar about standing out on social media. We've done webinars on lead generation. And, you know, for many of you, I was looking at somebody's profile the other day. They got something like 28,000 followers. This was a recruiter in the UK, and they had 28,000 followers. And imagine if they start to post more regularly on LinkedIn, then a large percentage of those people are likely to see their content. They're going to get an experience of them. They're going to start validating whether they could work with that person. And that is because you are using marketing in a way that's going out one to many. There's a very simple phrase that goes along with marketing. And that is, of course, that people can't work with you if they don't know who you are and what you do and how you can help them. And that's where a lot of recruiters struggle. I think particularly the recruiters that we work with who are really, really good at what they do, it's just that they haven't done much marketing before and people don't know who they are. And so they get success quite quickly when they actually start communicating more consistently through the different marketing strategies and processes that we work with them on. So people start to know who they are. People start thinking, people have even forgotten who they are from the past as well. So people start actually getting in connection and communication with them again because they're standing out in the market. And that is one of the main premises of marketing. It actually gets you in front of the market that you are serving. So think of marketing as the vehicle that gets your offer in front of the people that you want to serve. Now, be that candidates, be that clients, your ideal business persona. You'll have heard me talk about business personas before. You'll have heard me talk about avatars. Go on to the Superfast Recruitment. If you're new here, go on to the Superfast Recruitment website or go onto iTunes and just search. And we have lots of podcasts and posts about avatar, which is your ideal business persona. Because the whole point about marketing is marketing to the people that you want to serve and the people that you serve best. So let me just give you an example from our perspective, which probably make it logical for you guys as well. Our offer is Superfast Circle. You can find out about it on the website. We do other things as well around consultancy and performance coaching in addition to Superfast Circle. But fundamentally, that is our key main offer. And that is for micro businesses, solo recruiters, and for small SMEs. That's our market. So, you know, there are corporate people that come and listen to our podcast. I know because I see them on all our subscriber lists and they open all our emails, but that isn't our market. We have a small number of those because our message is designed, and our offer is designed to support people who we know we can really help. Yes, of course we could help a corporate organisation, but let's be honest, you would hope that the likes of Hays, Adecco, Page all have a marketing department that is working really well for them. They have several marketeers doing all of the things and have all of the strategy, so they are working together. Now, a smaller organization doesn't have that. So we are an outsourced CMO for many marketing or for many organizations. We help support them with their marketing and we provide content for them. So that is our market. Now, think about for you and your market, the marketing that you create, the messaging around your offer will attract people to you that you know that you can support and you can help. Now, for many of you, you specifically work in different sectors. You might work in a really sub-niche of that sector. Maybe you build field forces. Maybe you build construction or engineering teams or service engineers for your clients. So your messaging through your marketing will attract those people that need that sort of service. That's the beauty and benefit of marketing. And when you focus your marketing in such a way, then you repel some people and you attract others, obviously the people that you want. So marketing then gets your message out in front of the people that you want to work with consistently, because it's all about consistency. And marketing, if you have marketing systems and processes in your business, it will help you be so much more consistent. And you know, the last podcast that we did was around BD, why it isn't working. And I think one of the things with BD is that people don't bolt on the marketing systems around their BD that will make it work for them. And that's how marketing will really support you as you move forward. Because we always need, as any business needs, a supply of new customers. We need to create demand with a new section of the market or with people that have never heard of us before. That is where marketing will create demand for you. And there's many, many strategies, which, you know, there's so many blog posts on our website that you can go and podcasts that you can go and listen to about all the different types of marketing strategies. Now, something I want to talk about, which I have mentioned before, and how marketing helps you. It helps you when it comes to the buyer cycle. And the great thing about marketing is it helps you leverage the buyer cycle. And the buyer cycle, very fundamental, is people buy when they want to, not when we want them to. And we don't always have a need for something straight away. So your classic thing is you're buying a new car, you make a decision on what car you want to buy. Let's just say you want to buy a 4x4 or whatever. And you suddenly decide, okay, I need to buy a 4x4. There are hundreds of different 4x4s on the market. And you hone down into specifically what type of 4x4 do you want to actually purchase, what's going to be the best for you and your family. Because what's happened then is we've gone through the buyer cycle. And the buyer cycle starts with, first of all, becoming aware of a brand or a supplier, and then going through that validation process where we start to maybe interact with their content. We're then making a considered decision about whether this person is the sort of person to work with. And we then probably have a conversation with them. And all of this time, we are going through the buyer cycle before we actually make a purchasing decision. And what is great about marketing, it's a classic buyer cycle. It's a marketing funnel. We are funneling people through a process to where we're having a conversation with them, because we all know what it's like. You know, there might be somebody that, you know, comes across your brand online, think, oh no, I'm not really, I don't really want that type of 4x4, I want something else. So we might download a brochure, but we don't take it any further because they're not right for us. So we go from a large volume of people looking at us and our brand, and we go through to a smaller number of people who are possibly in the market to buy what we have because our offer appeals to them and it's specifically what they want. And this is the beauty of marketing, because marketing isn't just getting people into that funnel initially. Marketing is about how we interact with that individual, how we then have a conversation with them, and how we start to provide the information that's important to them for them to make that buying decision. Say, for instance, you're wanting to attract new clients, you want new clients to be working with, and they come across you. You've been posting on LinkedIn, your social media, maybe somebody shared a post, or you've reached out to them on LinkedIn, you're connected with them, but it's gone no further than that. They start to see your content, they go along to your website and they start to look and think, they actually provide a lot of really useful information. And they are sharing some ideas that I've not really seen before, very different to other recruiters who just drop me an email asking if I've got any roles. These guys are actually educating. They really know what they're doing. And so they're all over your website. They're reading your social media. They may be downloading the odd report. They're engaging and opening your emails. They're on your website. They're looking at your testimonials. They're looking at your case studies. They're watching your videos. Maybe for some of you, they're listening to your podcast. They're doing all of these different things. And this is helping them make a decision about you and whether they work with you. And all of this is because your marketing is creating demand throughout the buyer cycle, from first coming across you through to reading your case studies, maybe jumping on, you know, watching one of your videos. All of these things help to create you as the person who they are now going to work with, whether that's a candidate or whether that's a client. And that's how marketing works. It takes you from unknown to known to this could be the person that I start working with. And it just makes the process faster, easier, and repeatable. That's the key thing about marketing. It doesn't have to be complicated. You can market in different ways. You can get your messaging right. You can be out in front of your market on social media. You can be producing content. If you want some ideas on this, go and watch one of our masterclasses, which is the Lead Generation Triad, which really does explain this entire process and how marketing across all different channels will help you. Now, all you need to do, go to superfastrecruitment.co.uk/LGT. Lead Generation Triad, just think of that. And go and pop your name and email address in there and you can watch our long training on that, which I think you'll find really useful. So hopefully today we've explained a little bit more about how marketing works. Marketing will create more demand for you and your service. And it's a systematized process that works consistently and will continue to work over time. You'll have heard the saying, marketing is the true growth engine of your business, because as a business, we always need to continue creating more demand. And I think in today's market, the recruitment market has exploded. I know there have been a few challenging times over the last maybe 12 months for some people. However, there are more recruitment companies out there. You need to get you, your message, and your brand out in front of more people so you continue to grow. So this is Denise from Superfast Recruitment saying bye for now, and I'll see you next time. If you enjoy this podcast and this year you are ready to take your marketing to the next level, then check out Superfast Circle. This is a unique marketing program designed specifically for recruiters and their marketeers. You get access to two virtual marketing directors, you get consultancy, you get your hand held through the whole process, training, consulting, and we provide content resources. So go over to superfastrecruitment.co.uk/join and check out what's available.